Kinira, I should have already started talking about the Shmuz tomorrow. Instead of tomorrow, I should have done it yesterday. Because it looks like we already have a Chatzi Yitzis Mitzrayim. Koidem Azman. The Emes is the Ganze, what's Mechune in the Welt, midwinter. Yashakayach. Doesn't really have a Mokka. And doesn't have a Mesorah. Meaning Ben Azman, and we have at least a Mesorah from the Yeshivas. So, what I'm going to tell you now is just a general chizik, not just for now, but in life, how to maintain the kedusha of a yid b'chutz. And there's no better parasha than this parasha to bring this out. There are some strong shinuyim the beginning of this week's parasha, then the other makis, I don't know if the Olam Bamerik did, if you noticed it, but now that I'll point it out to you, you'll see it's very clear. Right away it starts with a nafkamina to Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead of saying lechel pari, it says boil pari. Right? It's a whole different way of describing it. And the G'dayli Achroinim already oimed that obviously this shlichus was different. And as you unpack it, you see that this makkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Paroi, he doesn't even tell him what it is. It's not my kasha, the Ramban has to kasha. Boyo Paroi, kenich baladi es libay vezlev avodo, and it starts saying what the effect is going to be of the makkah, without saying what the makkah is. By the other makkahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, this is the makkah you're going to put on Mitzrayim. Makkah's dam, makkah's tvadeya. He tells him what he's going to do. Here is no mention. Ki anich badi es liboy ves lev avodo av leman shisi leman tesaper bosni bincho ben bincho eis asher salalti b'mitzrayim. That's it. End of story. I know you may have not noticed it till now, but I'm just telling you. It's boil it. Go to every other makkah. That's not the way it is. Then, and they tell him what Hashem said. The Rebbeinu never told that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously he did, but it's not mentioned. The Ramban asked the Kasha, gives a teretz, but the teretz of the Ramban obviously is just giving us work. It's not the end. It's the beginning. The Ramban says, first he explains what's his shasalalti. Ma tam boyo paroi lo yoyim lo klum. In fact, the Ramban, the Bereshim doesn't tell Moshe anything. What's going to happen here? Faker te ebishter makes it's going to be the biggest galechta. Salalti be Mitzrayim, Laman to Saper, there's going to be mamashing. This is the only makkah the Baruch Hu makes it like a tagalechter. This is going to be the biggest joke. You're going to make now the biggest joke out of the Mitzrayim. What? Gonished. V'loi nizka rak b'divrei Moshe al Paroi. Then he looks, is there any other makkahs? Ramban finds there's one other makkah that there was a kitzur aloshim, but there was the other way around. There, by Makas Borod, Sipra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, V'lo Yizkid Devei Moshe Opari. So there we find the opposite scenario, where it brings down what Hashem told Moshe, Makas Borod, but when it comes to Pari, it doesn't say. Anyway, Zokta Ramban, I found a pshat, Zokta. Ube'ela Shemois Rabo, in Medrash Rabbah, I found a pshat. Leman to Sapa Bosne Bincha. Hoidia HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because if you look in Sefer Yoel, over there the Navi talks about a plague of leprosy, not Mitzrayim. It's a different plague. And the Navi Yoel says, Uleman to Sapa Bosne Livneichem Sapu Bneim Livneim. So the Novi Yoel when he's talking about in those days some kind of plague of leprosy, which was different than this Arbit. What? Locust. So there he says, I'm sorry, I use leprosy. He says over there that to Saper is do azag ze yushove, Dr. Ramban. Memele kemod tema dotn sapu doich sapu. So the Ramban is happy with this Medrash Rabba that he found that there is a remez, because even though Hashem doesn't tell Moshe what it is, he says this loshem of saper lamant saper kememachan apsazak zeroshav. So the Ramban really lefiani is daiti opened the door to first ask bigger kashas. So in other words, so why did the Eibishter do now with the Yud Gimel? Yes, now the Eibishter was mishtamish with the Yud Gimel Midas to give Moshe Rabbeinu, he should make his own Gzeir Shoves. As I talked about. Be'emes, the Ramban's Metziah that he found in the Shmois Rabbe, the Medrash Rabbe, is more complex than what he initially says. Efshar the Torah's time was Makatzer, Makas Borod, Efshar Makatzer. But then he says, no. He found a Metziah in the Medrash Rabbe. Medrash Rabbe state that doesn't give in a ganze Gzeir Shoves. So now it makes it more complex. Because now we have to understand why was the Eibishter mishtamish with that, in that oifen. Another kasha that Achroinim ask is that if you look, when Pari calls Moshe back by Makas Arbitz from the few Makas, it happens a couple of times, Pari calls Moshe. He says, okay, mask him. Vayushav is Moshe v'saran al Pari. Right? But then he says, they bring Arbe. This is a new thing. Also not found by the other Makas. Where Pari acknowledges that his chet is not stam bein odom lamokim, his chet is bein odom lichaver, bein odom laodom. Chotosi l'Hashem elokeichem v'lochem. This is not my kasha. Many of the gedolei achronim are omid on that shinui. That over here, Pari comes to different recognition. So what is that? So this is one set of questions on the way the parasha begins. The end of the parasha. Pari comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, finally, after Makas Bechiris, comes knocking on the doors, get out of here, right? Get out of here. And Pari wants them out immediately. And we can understand, it was a behola. Sigvena behola. Ain't bias or shein shemes. They want to get him out. This is COVID on steroids. Ain't bias or shein shemes. Get out of here. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari, we don't go like this. What do you think? We're a bunch of schleppels? This week, Lahavdil, there was a Trump sent an army plane, right, full of Colombian immigrants back to Colombia. And the president of Colombia, Aknakel, said, what do you send my people, Kishvuye Schorev? We're not taking them back like this. Send them back, you send my people back on an army plane like cargo? This is the Colombians. You never knew Colombia's mamish b'nei melochim. You send my people like that? And Nebuchadnezzar had the biggest bizyonis possible. So Trump said, okay, so we'll tariff you this much, and then 25% or 50%. Basically, it's like a fly starting up with a lion. So within a couple hours, we'll take them back. And the kids today took everybody back. So he had a good, Trump had a good week. Right? Can't tell him, look, you see, it works. Right? Well, at least with flies. Shiles doesn't work with lions, that's another shile. But for sure, it was proven that with a fly, it works. So Moshe Rabbeinu Lahavdil tells Pari, What do you think? We're Shvuy Yischar, if we go out in the middle of the night, we're going to go out, there's going to be a royal exodus. Red carpet. We're not going out like this. You're dealing with Pari Melech Mitzrayim. You're dealing with Pari Melech Mitzrayim. Who you had again and again, makes a deal, breaks a deal, go, leave, don't leave. Right? Among his milas, he's a fat liar. He says, leave, run. What's just there? But that's how, there's a lekach from the end of the parasha. We have to see what that lekach is. That Moshe tells Pari, no, we're not going. We'll go when we have to go. When we're good and ready, we're going to go. L'chayr Moshe Rabbeinu was jeopardizing the Geula. How's Moshe Rabbeinu jeopardize the Geula? This is apel nifle, right? Again, this is something Ibigekite to tell you. Everybody asks this question. I'm going to share with you a yisod from Rabbi Yankiv. And it's Mamish Meir and Ayin. Now I'm going to ask you a different question. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari. Pari tells him, that's it. Lo yisoysif rois panai. I don't want to see you anymore. I'm done. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari, Kein dibart. Lo yisoysif rois panai. I'm not going to see you anymore. The Rebbeinu Shem comes to him in base Pari and gives him the last nevuah. In base Pari. The final nevuah of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim is not only given in Mitzrayim, it's given in base Pari. So all the Achronim ask Kapella. Last week's parasha we learned that Moshe couldn't even daven in Mitzrayim because it's full of Avodah Zorah. Kitzesi minayir efresh kapai. I was talking to Abdullah about this. A halacha dekinyan in the parasha. Many of the Achronim learned from there. There's a halachas ktanis, a shayla halachas ktanis. I rather got this shayla when I was driving up. I wasn't driving to Rebbetzin, I was driving to Vermont. So a chevra from an out-of-town koil, they sent me a shayla that in the koil where they are, the rabbi put up a sign that they should not toivel their metal kalim in the mikveh. Because it's a mokom metunuf. A man's mikveh has a shower, everybody's walking around the way they're walking around, so you can't make a bracha. And for metal kalim, you make a bracha. Even glass kalim is an old shayla. Why not to make a bracha? That's a maker adin. If you had a glass keli that vaday needs tefillah, you make a bracha on a glass keli. Chayvin tefillah mid rabbanan, right? So the rabbi put up a sign that nobody should toivel metal kalim that they make a bracha in the mikveh. Makes sense. For that, you have to go somewhere else to find a mikveh that's just a kalim mikveh or something that's that's not in the middle of a Beis HaMerchatz. Fine. So once the rabbi put up this sign, the rabbi is a shtarka ben Torah. The Chevrei Koil tumult. And they said, you know what? We used to toivel the metal kalim there also. And we didn't even think about this. We made a bracha. If nobody was there, we made a bracha. So we realize now that even glass kalim we shouldn't toivel. You're doing a mitzvah in a mokom metunuf. Like answer Shailim Bishabura Bihaloch and Rosh Hashanah, if you're allowed to do a mitzvah in a mokam matunav. So I gave a whole shiur on this inyan, meaning some hold that this what Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parasha, he wasn't masking to daven in a mokam matunav. Some hold it's not limited to daven. It's not just limited to daven. It's a din klali. In Kol HaTorah Kula, any mitzvah you shouldn't do. Now, Halachas Ketanis talks about this shayla. And it's not muskim in the poiskim. There's different shittas in the poiskim. Could you do a mitzvah in a mokom metunuf? It's a very interesting shayla. The Mishnah talks about the shayla if you hear shofar when you're in a Beis HaKisa. You know, a mokom metunuf. And there are different reasons why, maybe, yeah, maybe not, why you could or you cannot. L'maisa, obviously there's a difference between davening and doing mitzvahs. This is klar, and I actually tied that into the shiur we discussed, the shaila I got from Lakewood, from the Yungalite in Lakewood, Last week, there was a big tumult in Lakewood because the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva put up a sign, the Rosh Yeshiva put up a sign in Lakewood. Any minyan that's not from the yeshiva, meaning any bachram that make their own minyan in the dormitory or anywhere on the yeshiva property, they said, b'shem Reb Aaron Kotler, that there's no tziruf, it's not a minyan, and the whole chazaras hashatz is levatol. You can imagine this was a this was a big tumult in Lakewood, and mam is signed by all the Roshivas, and then it said on the bottom, u'b'shem agrach kenievsky zatzal, not only there's no tziruf for Baron is mashma, it's davening without a minyan. Reb Chaim said you have to daven again. You're not even yoytze. You're not yoytze shmones. That's from Reb Chaim. So a younger man, it started with one younger man, then I got a lot of younger light. One younger man first sent me, my shvog, actually his brother, Yitzchok, my son-in-law's brother, Yitzchok Druman's brother, Michal Druman, was the one who sent me to Shaila first, and then a lot of others, because it made a big tumult in Lakewood. Very big tumult. They want to know, is there a mokar? Stam mokar to them, stam a hilchus medina. Where does it come from? So whatever, I gave Shein Yeshiva on this also. This is a complicated topic. I told him, I don't understand the shayla, is there a mokar? Hostach a psak from Reb Aaron and Reb Chaim, does a mokar? Ain't boys came out of Mizbech l'mayla. But I said, you should know that there's a starker mokar. Starker mokar. And I told him that actually Reb Moshe Zatzal has a tshuva that he wrote in the 60s to the Rav in Argentina, one of the head rabbonim in Argentina, that asked the Mishael if there are a lot of Yusidurim that were printed in a place that's Mechal Shabbos. That was the Shaila. They asked Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe answers of Hafladik Tshuva. Hafladik. He says that even if those Goyim printed it, but the place is a Jewish company. It's a Jewish printing press. So it's a Chil Hashem that a Jewish company is open Shabbos. Even though Goyim printed the Siddur, it doesn't matter. He says it's a Chil Hashem. He says, and therefore, to use such a Siddur for davening, you're not even Yoytze B'chlal. Why? It can't be Mitzvah B'Aver. For Mitzvah B'Aver, it doesn't work. Hundreds of questions you could ask. It's not Mitzvah B'Aver. He says, Tefillah needs a paraklet. Tefillah needs Ritzui, says Rav Moshe. If you're davening in an oifen, that's not Merutzui B'chlal Nishkin Tefillah. Can't be a paraklet. Sounds like heavenly stuff Rav Moshe's writing. And he says, Avarayin Alocha, because it says you're not allowed to daven in a mokah metunah for hoya machanecha kodesh. And if there's tzoya, it alocha is tfilosei toyeva. So Rav Moshe, why? Say, you're over for hoya machanecha kodesh. And you have a tfilah. Why is it tfilah toyeva? So Rav Moshe, you know why tfilosei toyeva? Because once there's no ritzui, once there's no ritzui, it's nishkin tefillah. There's no such thing as a stinking tefillah, right? You could shake lulav, and it's not a merutzah that you're shaking. It wasn't the best, but the tefillah objectively has to be a maratzah. Here, Moshe, I'm going to take a chiddush. So I said that this. So now you have a baron, you have a b'chaim. And there's no shayla by me. That's what Reb Chaim was saying. You're not yaitz a tefillah. You don't have a ritzui from a tefillah. It's in a gagazel to mokum. The mokum doesn't give you a shus to daven. But there's a rishon. The Baal Eshkol writes that if you daven in a Beis HaKnesses in a mokum gozel, you're not yaitz a tefillah. And the Nachal Eshkol written on the Eshkol, there's a rishon. The Nachal Eshkol asks on the Eshkol. He says, what do you mean? Mitzvah b'avera. Mitzvah Avera, Shtein Yerushalmi, has to be the Guf Avera. Right? That's why Shofar HaGozel, since you're being Yotze with the coil, you're Yotze. Somebody does Kri on Shabbos, he's Yotze. Because the Guf HaChefetz is not a Gozel. The Guf HaMitzvah. Kri on a stolen jacket, you're not Yotze Kri. As they pass into Shulchan Aruch. That's not Mitzvah Avera. So the Nachal Eshkol, yes, on the Eshkol, what's going on? Zok the Nachal Eshkol, by tefillah is different. There's no ritzui. It's like a betzei berich. There's no ritzui in such a thing. And not only that, there's a sefer chassidim. Oichet harishon, Rabbi Yudah Chosin, the end of the Sefer Chassidim Tov Shanayin Vov, he brings down over there that there was a Maisa, a guy was davening on Rosh Hashanah, and he grabbed a machzor from an Elta Yid, and the Elta Yid told him, what's your tefillah worth? You grab my machzor away. The Sefer Chassidim answers him, Tzorich lachzor v'lispalel. And the Chidor wrote a Sefer Binyan Oilam on the Sefer Chassidim, and the Chidor asked on the bottom, what do you mean it's not a mitzvah baba avera? It brings down the Yerushalmi. It's not gufa avera. And the Teretz is, well, how do you answer Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid the same way? Like the Sefer Eshkol. It's Kumtoy says, Rabbalin and Rabbi Chaim have Makairis in the Rishonim. And Rabbi Moshe's Psach has a Makairis in the Rishonim. Tefillah is different. So, it's not, obviously, it's not simple to say by any mitzvah you can't do an Adavar Matunif. Tefillah is a Miyuchad Dikazach. And there's a lot to discuss on that topic. Right? But it's not Halacha Shir now, so we're not going to go into the intricacies of whether you could do a mitzvah tefilas kelim. Could be this difference between mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a breita inyan. It's not our regular achas. But the bottom line is, all of a sudden, the Eibishter that comes to him in the palace. You can imagine how many getchkes are in the palace of power. So in last week's parasha, Moshe can't even daven in the city of Mitzrayim. And now the Eibishter comes and the Eibishter reveals himself to Moshe, gives him a nevuah in the Tumas HaTume, in the polar opposite of the Kodesh Kedosh. In the Tumas Shebetumas. What's going on? What's the Tzachta? So I want you to know the Chassam Sofer. Fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, Rashi, when Pari tells Moshe, Yofa di barato, you said good, Ubizmanoi di barato. It's an interesting arichas, I don't know if the Olam saw in Rashi. When Pari says, "Don't, you're not going to see me again," so Moshe says, you're 100% right. Yofa di barato, you said the right thing, Ubizmanoi di barato, you said it in the right time, I'm not going to see you again. This is the Yofa di barato. So the Chassam Sofer says a Chiddush Gadol, and you should know there's a Yaris Dvash, there's a Yenis and Eibishitz, that says the same Yisoid. Not on this Pasuk, but the same Yisoid. Again, this is not from my department. This is way above my pay grade. I'm just reading you for stating the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, Yishom Elcha, Vayayim Moshe Ken Dibarto, Vakosav Rashi, Yofa Dibarto, Upizmane Dibarto. So he says, I heard from my Rebbe Da Afloa, B'shem Rabbi the Mori Aflo, also listakel b'fnei Rosh. You're really not allowed to look at a Rosh. Right? So how did Moshe Rabbeinu look at Paray till now? You're not allowed to look at a Rosh. Also listakel b'fnei Rosh. Zok there, b'fnei Godel to Moshe Mazik. Ach Moshe Rabbeinu, he's on a higher level. He's able to take out the Nitzotzet HaKedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the level, he's able to look at the most despicable human being and only take out the toiv. He says, but at this point, hoitzi mimenu kol anitzaitzit shel kedusha shigesh boi. Va'achshav shehoitzi yoisoi also lirois ponov. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz says the same yisoi. Not on this pasuk. So in other words, this moment I'm done with you. I took everything out, whatever good is left in you. Rav Yonis and Eibishitz says that when you see in Shas, sometimes, Hibit boy, v'nasa gal shalatzomis. What is the Hibit boy? He looked at him and he followed. What's the look at him? So Rav Yonis and Eibishitz says, Hibit boy, took out whatever good was left, v'nasa gal shalatzomis. So again, ich weiß ich von die Sache. This is not the neighborhoods that I walk, that I'm familiar with. Okay? I don't even know the outskirts of this neighborhood. Or but the Chassam Sofer, Rav Yonis and Eibishitz, by them they're living in this neighborhood. When they zong, das ist Teures Emes. Teures Emes. Fine. So you have to know, how could we learn B'derech HaPshat in our neighborhood, in our neighborhoods? How could we learn the Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paray? Yofa dibarata, bismana dibarata. What happened here? So I want to tell you like this. Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal, at the end of the parasha, Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal says, what's Taka Pshat that Moshe refused to go out in the middle of the night? It's like he's jeopardizing the whole nation. You got a ticket, grab it, run. Run. I remember during COVID to go to Eretz Yisrael was impossible to get in, if Toyel remembers. And there were all kinds of backdoor ways to do it and this. When I went, I had a pidyon haben. My son Mordechai had a boy. I had a pidyon haben. When I went to go to his pidyon haben, so I had to buy from a guy. He had a way to get, he had an in with the government. Whatever it was, yeah, I had to pay more money to get a approval for the visa to go in than the tickets. Not one time, it was double the price. Double the price. I mean, I told the guy, was Wilster from there, you know, like, he said, it's okay, the money is going to Moise, and it's we can't get Moise, we can't have for Moise himself. Okay. Anyway, but it was, everything was done, again, I don't know behind who, what, when, who winked at who, but it was done legally. The Israeli government gave a limited amount of visas, and this guy somehow had a mafteach to get these visas. Mr. Tama Heshi, where's Heshi? You should tell him to take this out, Mr. Tama. Yeah, so you should take this piece out. But Lamai said, only because this guy, I don't know, maybe it's private. I don't want to wait to say it, Magala say it, even though it was pretty, you got it, right? You already took it off. Gevaldik. Heshi has a built-in thing that anything that's not supposed to be on gets erased. That anything we say we shouldn't say they would erase. Halavai. Anyway, with tshuva, Taka, with tshuva, came in and started. Lamaisa, the bottom line is that the Moshe Rabbeinu, so I was handling with the guy, and he said, listen, Rabbi Adinsky, take it or leave it. In 5 minutes, you're not going to, it's not available for you anymore. I said, okay, I'll take it. Like, you know, take it or leave it. Right? I don't like to make decisions like that, but it was like, and the Rebbetzin, my other here, we got to go to the Pidyon HaBen. Fine. Well, I wasn't afraid of him, I was afraid of the Rebbetzin. But Lamaisa, does it us. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets a visa from Paroi. Take it or leave it, run! No, we're going to go tomorrow, I say, we Bakovedik. Zokt Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal. And again, the way it's written in Emes LeYankiv, you had to hear it from him. Rabbi Yankiv Zokt HaYesoid, which you should know, I saw a very similar Yesoid years later from the Brisker Rav. Not on this, on another sugya. Be'emes madua lo yotzu. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Pari and says, we're not thieves. We go out like royalty. We already learned who we're dealing with. We're dealing with a ganev. Pari is not a reliable guy. He's not a reliable negotiator. Who are you negotiating with? That was the taina. Ukamoy shoya b'emes. Then what happened? We got to the yams of Paris running after us. Vayehofich levav Paris. Zok Reb Yankiv v'tzorach loyma. Mikivon shoyu muzorim. The Rabbanu Shum said, don't go out of your house ad boiker. By Korban Pesach. Is the halacha. The Ebishter said, don't leave your house till the morning. Nothing touches halacha. Zok Reb Yankiv, v'kivon shekein, royim sha'afilu b'shvil nisoyim sha'atzoas kol Yisrael. Lo yovu alo yisase. V'atem liseitzu ish mi Pesach beise. V'hu limud godo ban hogas haklal. Held? Zok Reb Yankiv, the Ebishter, Moshe was just playing games with Pari. When Moshe told Pari, we only go out like royalty, that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was Hashem told us, Lo yiseitzu mi Pesach Beisei ad Boker. Is that alav? That's it. Reb Yankiv explained it much better when we heard it from him. And he said, the Geulas Yisrael kenzach nishta vekshtelon shaloi al piyater. And that's when he says, and he ends over here, V'ulimud gadol ban hagas haklal. Geulas Yisrael has to be according to Halacha. It's not, V'himoy sitzlach. It's not going to succeed. You can't have a geula that's not al pi halacha. Das geht nicht. Where did Briskerov say this? The Briskerov asked the kasha. In Maseches Sanhedrin, it says that Mashiach is waiting to come to be Goyal Yisrael. It's a Shmeri Gemara, their whole shackle of a tiny Gemara. They're putting on bandages. I don't know if they all went to Sugi in Sanhedrin. Putting on bandages, taking off bandages. And Mashiach's together with all these wounded people, and they're bandaging and they're unbandaging. That's not the point. The point is that Mashiach bandages and unbandages different than everybody else. All the Nebuch, all the other injured individuals, they do once a day bandage changing. Whatever that means. Okay, that's not the point. So they put all the bandages on the body. Then every day or whenever it is, they take the bandages off. So let's say there's 20 wounds. They clean up and they put the 20 bandages back on. Mashiach, Zok Tigmar, doesn't do like that. Mashiach also has the wounds. Mashiach, he does one at a time. Takes it off, puts it on. Takes off, he doesn't do 10 bandages and then Favos. Zok Tigmar, because maybe the time of Gulas Yisrael will come. He doesn't want to delay. If he's going to have 10 bandages off and he has to put 10 bandages on, Hashem's going to tell him, you got to redeem Klai. So now, I'm holding by number 4. I got to put another 6 bandages. I want to run. Zok the Teres Chaim on Sanhedrin. He says, so another 2 minutes. I mean, come on, what are you doing? He says, what do you mean? You don't play with Gulas Yisrael. You don't play with Gulas Yisrael. If this is the minute Hashem tells you to go, you chap. You don't want to... Frech the Briskerov, the Gemara says in Erevin that it's Muftach Li Yisrael that Elio Anovi is not going to come on Shabbosis for Yom Tovim because it's Chutz L'Tchum. Briskerov says, what do you mean? You see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, every second counts. That Mashiach doesn't want to have 2 bandages and 1 bandage and he's counting seconds. And all of a sudden you take Shabbos and you go, sorry, Chutz L'Tchum. The Gulas Yisrael, says the Briskerov. Gulas Yisrael can't come on the Tchum Shabbos. Mamish Tem Yisrael is a B'Yankov. Gulas Yisrael is not coming in a way where it's not sanctioned in Halacha. That's not the way Gulas Yisrael happens. Which is Mamish the same Yisrael as a B'Yankov. The Zelba Yisrael as a B'Yankov. So what do I want to tell you? What was Tutzachto? The emes is that in Parshas Ve'era, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a Kal V'Chomer. And he tells Klal Yisrael, he tells the Rabbanu Shalom that Klal Yisrael didn't listen to him. Hey, B'nai Yisrael, is Shamuel like? Ve'ech Yishmaini Pari Vani Aral Sfosei. Did any of you find that strange? The Rabbanu Shalom already gave Moshe Rabbeinu a whole shmuz in Parsha Shmois, telling him, Misham Pel Adam, how could you even say such a thing? You're complaining about your impediment? Misham Pel Adam. Rabbanu Shalom comes to Moshe Rabbeinu with big tainus. Right? I don't understand. And all of a sudden, Parshas Ve'era, he's making his Kal V'Chomers. Hein B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Aral Sfosoyim, what's going on? So I'll tell you an unbelievable Yisoid, and we'll end with this Yisoid. Unbelievable Yisoid from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, Rashi says, this is from the 10 Kal V'Chomers in the Torah. There's 4 in the Torah, there's 6 in Novi. This is from the 10 Kal V'Chomers. But the Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Hashem should accept this Kal V'Chomer. And that's why it says, the Ramban asks, why does it say Lifnei Hashem? Why does it say Lemor? Moshe is telling Hashem to say over the Kal V'Chomer to somebody else. Moshe is talking to the Ramban Hashem, Lemor. The Ramban asks. So Zok the Chassam Sofer, because Kal V'Chomer wasn't yet a drosha that was given. Moshe asked the Ramban Hashem, Yiratzoin, that you should accept my Kal V'Chomer. So Moshe was given, and that's why it was Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem gave Kal V'Chomer, as Moshe gave him Kal V'Chomer. And it became Lamer, this became Kal V'Chomer. Fine. Why was this Kal V'Chomer so important for Moshe Rabbeinu? That he's asking Hashem to accept Midah. So the answer to this Chassam Sofer is another Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, what does it mean, Eich Yishmaini Pari Vanir Al Sfosayim? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying what he was saying in Shmois. In Shmois he was saying, I'm not a good speaker, I can't present well. That the Rebbeinu Shem gave him a good frask. Misom pel adam. Now you're saying something else. Yoina refused to go to Nineveh because he didn't want Chas v'Sholem, Anshei Nineveh are going to do tshuva, and then it's going to reflect bad on us. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to Rabbeinu Shem and he said, Hey, B'nai Yisrael, lo yishomu elai. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me. And now, Eich Yishmael Paroi. How's Paroi? If Paroi's going to listen, it's going to reflect negatively on Klal Yisrael. He was afraid Paroi will listen. Moiridik. Hazei taisht up tach samsef. Memela, how do you make that a reality? The Torah governs the world. So he made it into a Kal V'Chomer. Now that it's a Kal V'Chomer, Taka Pari's not going to listen. Yirotzoin, Moshe said, Yirotzoin, Hashem should accept this Kal V'Chomer. And the Kal V'Chomer will prevail, and it'll Taka be Miskayim, Eich Yishmael Pari. That's what he wanted, the Kal V'Chomer. Once the Kal V'Chomer is accepted, then Behechrach, it's not going to go connected to the Torah. Once the Kal V'Chomer is like the Yerushalmi Ksubis, once the Kal V'Chomer is accepted, that's it. So Moshe is Yerotzoin that my Kal V'Chomer should be accepted by the Rabbi Hashem. Meridik. The emes is that the Torah is chutz miderech hateva. The Torah is chutz miderech hateva. Torah is chutz miderech hateva. That's what the Rishonim, I believe, that's what Rabbi Yankov is saying, the Brisker Rav is saying, that if you want a geula to prevail, Klal Yisrael b'derech hateva, we can't even exist. You want a geula to prevail, l'malam and hateva, it has to be al pi haTorah. Because the Torah governs the Teva doesn't govern the Torah. So if we have a geula that's being done b'derech hateva, for Klal Yisrael, that doesn't work for us. Our geula has to be, break all barriers. Break all barriers. That's why it's a joke to me now, this whole Iron Dome. I'm telling you clear. I have no knowledge. No knowledge in combat, in protecting from bombs, in missile defense. I have not 5 minutes of education in that area, or 2 minutes of education. I have no education. But to me, it's a very big joke that the President of the United States says he wants to make an Iron Dome for the United States. I'm not saying that's a joke. I don't know. Maybe it's a great idea. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. The joke to me is that they're analyzing the generals and the mumchim, the people that do have an education in missile defense, they're analyzing, does that musig b'chlau work in America? It's a whole different system. First of all, the concept of a dome over the United States, Eretz Yisrael, you take a pot cover, it's a dome. There's a dome in the United States. But then it's a whole different missile system. The system that the United States is trying to defend from is a completely different. The missiles is a whole different vort. It's coming from the water. It's a whole different. So this is what they're analyzing now. Is Trump has good kavanas that there should be try to protect the United States against all these mishugoyim, and they're analyzing. So why am I laughing? I'm laughing because the Iron Dome is not what protects Eretz Yisrael. Avadat ishtadlus, it's a good ishtadlus in it. It's Einei Hashem Elokecha bo, Mereishis Asana Vadach Rishona. Eretz Yisrael's l'malam b'teva. You cannot explain Eretz Yisrael's existence. So you're analyzing the concept of the Iron Dome over there, here. It's not just a question of how many miles it is and what type of missiles it's defending from. It's Eretz Yisrael! It's Israel. It's a different world. Lamala, lamala manata. That's why the gula has to be al pi haTorah. The gula has to be al pi haTorah. The final phase of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eibishter was goyel klal Yisrael with the schus haTorah. This is not I'm saying. This is found in Chazal. This parsha's boy. The Eibishter gave us chiddush haChodesh. He gave us korban Pesach. He gave us mila. Because it was that schus, we were able to have the gula lamala with the koyach haTorah, and that's why atem loyseitzu mipesach beisayad boiker. Even when we left, was al pi haTorah. The final phase, memela, we needed the koyach the schus of Torah shebal peh. So the Eibishter didn't tell Moshe, Makas Arbe. Das ist gewähnt mit Yud Gimel Midas. Boyo Pare. Yud Arshan. When Moshe went into Pare in the final phase, he went in with the Koyach HaTorah, not only Torah Shebiksav, the Koyach of Torah Shebalpeh. And that's why the Ramban is so happy that he found in the Medrash Rabbah that there's a Gzeres Shoveh from Yoyo. Over there there was a locust, and here there's locust. To Saper. Why is Ramban so excited? Because now the final phase was Moshe going in with the Koyach of Torah Shebalpeh. Das ist eine ganze andere Musik. But that's only Shaykh when Klai Yisrael remained separated from the Umas Ha'ilam. The Torah Shebaal Peh is very finicky. As much as we're connected to the Umas Ha'ilam, we can only be Bible people. Bible scholars, you could be conservative, reformed, you could be a biblical scholar. But Torah Shebaal Peh is very finicky. Torah Shebaal Peh needs purity. That's why when the Yevonim, they broke, when they wanted to infiltrate Klai Yisrael, they wanted to get rid of Torah Shebaal Peh. They made 13 pirtzis in the Heichel. Why 13? So Chazal connected the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah and the Rashi's. They wanted to cut us off from Torah Shebaal Peh. And the ultimate victory of Klai Yisrael is our embracement of Torah Shebaal Peh. Our embracement of Torah Shebaal Peh means we have walls, we have sanctity, we have protection from the Umas Ha'ilam. We're not connected. As long as Moshe was going to be have a dialogue with Pare still negotiating with him, still handling with him, there's a barrier. There's a barrier. And as long as he was connected to Pare, he couldn't daven in the same city. Because he had a link. He had a connection. But the second that it ended, that the dialogue ended, now there was a mechitza shel barzel between Moshe and Mitzrayim. Now the Eibishter could come to him in the palace. This is the right time. I'm finished with you. Now Klal Yisrael is a goy, be care of goy. Now we're going to be isolated. And now Hashem could come to him in the palace. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is in the palace, but he's not in the palace. Kashi Yisrael Yimin is a yoynik. Like a Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings down. When we were in the Midbar, Hashem was holding us. We felt like we're in Hashem's hands. Where are we? We're in Hashem's hands. We weren't where we were. That is the Yisoid. And that's the final phase of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And that we have to understand, we all have that ability to live in a bubble, Taka. That doesn't mean not to know what's going on. But we have to know, we have to menatik ourselves. We have to be menatik, we have to separate ourselves and take pride in that separation, that barrier between us and the Umas Ha'ilam. And if we do that, then the Eibishter comes to us wherever we are. The Eibishter... Oh, but we have to have that nituk, and we live in a world where it's a sakana. Mamish a sakana. We have now in the yeshiva ketana, I have a policy that they can't have social media, they can't have pictures on social media, parents can't put themselves onto social media. And if you can't do that, so then don't come here, go to a different place. It's not acceptable. And you see the difficulty for people. I had a woman talking to me, she was crying. Could you imagine a mother crying? Sachako, she's not allowed to have her face on Facebook. I know it's a stickle stereo. But she's not allowed to have her face on Facebook. She was crying to me, crying b'chias to me. Yeah? What do I do now? I want what's best for my kid. But how could I not have my face on Facebook? She's mom is crying. Never has any sign in life. She needs her face on Facebook. What do I do now? That's the world around us. The world around us has its claws on us. And we have to learn from this week's parasha. We have to declaw. We have to understand. We know what's going on in the world. We're not supposed to be idiots. We're supposed to know what's going on. But we have to, at the same time, take pride in the mechitza of Klal Yisrael. And if we have that mechitza, if we could tell ourselves, Loi Oisif Oid Rois Panach, right? We're not going to have any engagement, right? So then we'll be Zoicha that the Eibishter will come to us, just like the Eibishter came to Moshe in the base parah. As long as the barrier is up and you understand that you're not supposed to connect, only rotzim v'heim rotzim, then you could be zoichem mamish to the biggest, highest levels wherever you are. Tak. Agud nishamis.